Welcome to another episode of the Tactical Leadership Podcast, where we focus on building better businesses. I believe in order to be the best leader that you can be, you must be willing to be the first follower and have a servant mentality when you're in a leadership position. If you want to be the best leader that you possibly can be sure to stay tuned and listen to industry leaders and hear how they built winning cultures in their own businesses.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Tactical Friday. You heard from him this past Monday, and it is a pleasure for me to bring back J.M. Ryerson onto the show to give us some of the action steps attached to winning together. J.M., welcome back to the show, my friend.
Thanks, brother. How are we doing today?
Man, I absolutely love it. I'm doing great. I loved a lot of what we talked about, from self-mastery to leadership to great resources and team building. And I really want to get very granular now with everything you have in the Let's Go Win brand and the book. There's got to be some great action steps, some things that are very tactical that our audience can do. Go ahead and give those to us and let us know, like, what can we do today to win together?
You know, as a leader, the first thing I would do is get really clear on who you are and what you're looking for. So if you're building a team, what exactly are you looking for? You should know, it's called the reticular activating system. It's the front of your brain. Without getting too technical, you should know exactly who you are and what you're looking for. Get very clear. I work in threes, just because it's really easy to remember. Three amigos, three stooges. It's just simple stuff. But, you know, what are those three things? So I wear this bracelet on my wrist every single day, and it's the values of my company. Do I know the values? Of course, I wrote the values. But there are times that I forget that I should be, that I should have courage. See, I almost forgot because I was talking. That I should have fun. And ultimately, that I want to transcend. And those three values mean a ton to me. So how I show up every single day is I want to be courageous. I want to have a good time because we're not on life long, not on this earth long enough not to. And ultimately, I don't want to buy into the self-limiting beliefs that I may have been given or perhaps that I've learned along the way. So the first thing I would tell people to do is, who are you and how do you want to show up? Get super clear on that. And once you do that, that allows other people to respond to you the way you would like them to. That allows you to attract the people that you're looking to attract. So if you can get clear on those three things, Zach, I think that's the first place to really start. And then you start to build on that.
And I'd be really curious, because this is such a, and you hear it more or less, but I love the piece of who are you, where know thyself, right? That's a huge idiom that you need to know yourself. I mean, there's so many pieces attached to that self-mastery, but that's such a big concept, right? How do you find out who you are, especially from the veteran, from the corporate person that's transitioning into entrepreneurship, or they're wanting to, you know, find that new self and find that new identity? How do you determine who you are? What do you sit down and do? Do you just think, who am I? And then the ideas come to you? Because, I mean, it should be that simple, right? But I can't imagine it actually is.
So it's scary for most people to do this, but it's just spending time with yourself. Introspection is such a thing that people in this busy world forget to do. So it's not sitting there and meditating about who am I for hours on end. Look, you have 40 to 50,000 thoughts per day. They come in through your brain all the time. By the way, a lot of those are negative. So do we want that to come through? No, of course not. We want to be positive if we can. But once you find and you grab some of those things, when I'm journaling every day, what I'm looking for is some patterns, because I have patterns just like everybody. I have triggers just like everybody. Some are really good, some are bad. So a quick example, if I'm driving down the freeway, I have a pet peeve. I don't like it about myself, but it is what it is. When people are in the far left lane and they're driving slow, immediately in my head, I'm like, what a jackass. Why are you driving slow? This is the fast lane, blah, blah, blah. And I go through this whole dialogue in my head. And then I just stop myself and I'm like, okay, that's none of that's true. Maybe they just don't realize. Maybe their gas pedal's not working. I don't know. So then I go to my second trigger, which is a positive, which is turning on music that makes me happy. That once I do that, then I offset the negative trigger about the person driving. And all this happens in the split of a second, because emotions happen in your limbic system. And again, not to geek out on brain talk, and it's not my background, but I love it. I love to read about the brain because I want to know how we tick. And you can't stop an emotion, right? It happens like that. I mean, faster than that. I can't do it that fast. but I can choose how I respond to that. So there's react and then there's respond. And so to answer your question, Zach, it literally does come down to spend some time with yourself. Meditation is a huge part of my life. It has been for many, many years. I don't put a judgment on it. Some days it could be 5 minutes. Some days it could be 2 hours. But I'm just spending time with myself. Okay. Now, then you get to explore some thoughts and then you start to journal. So those are two of the things that I use to find myself. And there's other ways, of course, but if you're looking for some basics, that's what I would start with.
And I love one piece that you brought up. I love the whole thing you said, but one thing that I kind of got out of that as a little bit of a nugget is you can't control emotion. And that's one of those things as a combat vet, you know, we get labeled as PTSD left and right. I personally, it twinges me to hear the term PTSD, but it's the misnomer and the misconception of what PTSD is that I actually hate. It's not actually PTSD and being labeled as such, where I'm going through therapy with PTSD avoidance, where I don't want to embrace those emotions because I've been trained to compartmentalize those emotions away from what I'm doing so I can accomplish the mission. So I avoid embracing those emotions, right? So if the emotion hits me, I ignore it, I avoid it, I compartmentalize it, or it erupts. And those are like the two spectrums because we're trained, you don't feel, right? You don't have those emotions. And I love that piece that you hit on. Like, you really have to embrace that emotion, recognize it, and then understand how to react and respond to it.
Yeah. And actually, Navy SEALs use something called box breathing, right? And it's a simple thing where you breathe in for four, hold for four, out for either 4 to 6, and then nothing for four. I'll do that 3 times in a row. And it doesn't matter. The worst thing could be said to me where it angers me. And I'm just like, that's bullshit, man. You shouldn't say that to me. If I do it 3 times, it will go away. That doesn't mean it's not going to come back. Maybe I have to box breathe again. So that's one tool that, you know, Navy SEALs I know use for sure. And then when Mel Robbins came out with the 5 second rule, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then reset, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, focus, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, confident. That was brilliant. And here's why. They found that there's a physiological change and a psychological change simultaneously happening by simply counting backwards. That's remarkable. That simple tool that you can use to say, okay, something bad happened. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, happy. Okay, now I'm not worried about whatever was just said or the box breathing. So those are some other tactical, I know that's what you're all about on this episode. Those are some tactical things that you can use every single day. And I use box breathing all the time. If I can't reach my radio, or let's say I'm on a phone call, I'll box breathe about that person driving slow in the left lane because, damn it, you shouldn't be doing it, but I shouldn't let it affect me either. So I'm not going to.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. And it's invaluable. Box breathing is one of those. I think it was Jocko that talked about in Extreme Ownership, where I really first heard about. It's one of those military guys, like you said, the SEALs. There's so many SEALs. If you're a SEAL, you're a dang author, it seems like. So there's so many books I've read from SEALs. But it's one of those that box breathing, I mean, it's invaluable. It's part of my meditation now. And you even mentioned it earlier about putting on music that makes you happy, where for me personally, sitting with myself has been difficult for a long time, especially after deployment, sitting there, because that's when your mind wanders. And that's, again, goes back to my avoidance piece, where sitting there in silence, I can't do it. However, I love classical music in moments of relaxation. I love throwing on classical instrumental music, doing the box breathing like you're talking about. And that's like my meditation time, right? I really focus on those positive affirmations throughout the day. And I think that can really truly be an invaluable combination of the two, with breathing and that relaxation piece that kind of gets the sensories all focused back onto that self-care aspect.
Yeah, 100%. But you even said affirmations. So often, one of the first things that I start with people is, what is your daily affirmation? Some people have never even thought of that. I've done the same one. I've talked about the boys on the previous podcast. They, since they were born, have heard the same thing every single day of their life. They won't go to bed without saying it. In fact, my youngest at 10 months old could say what I'm about to say. And I'd ask him, are you a leader? Yes. How come? I'm confident, strong, intelligent, athletic, good-looking, dynamic, popular, talented, independent boy with a growth mindset. They have said that they won't go to bed today without saying that. Now, if I could rewind, brother, I would say I'm confident, strong, athletic, or dynamic or something. And it would have been 3 and we would have been done. That's not what I did. That's not what I created with them. And so, but it's really saying, look, the world is going to tell you you're not strong. The world's going to tell you that you're not popular or whatever, that you're going to get your ass kicked a little bit. I want them to rewire themselves to say, I am those things. And it's okay that this person doesn't feel that way because that's their perception. But I know deep down, no matter what mom or dad told me, I am these things. So that small little thing, develop your own daily affirmation. It is so key because the rewiring of the brain doesn't happen just once. It takes 66 times to form a habit. Rewiring, like true hardwires. So if you are told you were, let's say, a piece of garbage your whole life, let's say your parents were those people, and you did that for 18 years until you finally got away. Well, guess what? You might have to do that for 18 years to tell yourself you're incredible. You're this amazing human being before it really rewires in your brain. So I should have said that earlier, but that is one thing with the affirmation that my boys, we do it every single night before they go to bed. And I do it in the morning and night as well.
I love it. And like you said, it's a daily practice. You can't go to the gym once and expect to be Arnold Schwarzenegger, right? Like you have to continually do that. And for me, my daily affirmation, and it's part of that breathing, is I love myself. That is a huge piece where a lot of people, I think, are kind of missing. Like, do you actually love yourself, or are you limiting yourself? Or are you feeling like you're not worthy? You don't deserve certain things because you don't love yourself enough to accept that success. And the book I got it out of is Love Yourself Like Your Life Depends on It. And he talks about those daily affirmations of looking in the mirror, doing box breathing, telling yourself that you love yourself, because that's such a huge, that right there, the one person in the world you absolutely should love is yourself. And so many people forget that with the introspection piece, like you mentioned earlier.
I mean, the world has taught us that you have all these flaws. Just look around. People will tell you where you're missing or you're inefficient. And so, yeah, tell yourself, I love myself. You know why? Because you're an incredible human being with those flaws, by the way. You don't just love yourself for the great things. You love yourself for all the nasty, bad habits that you have as well. Otherwise, you don't love yourself fully. That doesn't mean don't try to get better at it, but look, you love thyself. I love myself. That's such a huge thing because you're saying, I accept you in all that you are. And so often you'll hear people like, oh, I wish I did. Why? That's how you were shaped. I hear people talk about how crappy their childhood was. And I get that. But guess what? It shaped you as an amazing human being who you are today. That doesn't mean it was okay what happened to you, but it also means that it created this incredible human being. So I love that affirmation, brother. I hope you do it and continue to do it. And I hope your audience hears that because that's a huge one.
It's powerful. It's a shift. Like you said, it's a shift of rewiring in a daily practice where all of a sudden what's beautiful about daily affirmations, you start believing them. That's the part that is that rewiring for me, is like you start believing it. And when you start believing things like that, that you are courageous, you are powerful, you are strong, because you keep telling yourself those things, it is incredible what you're capable of, because the mind is that great of a tool. And I want to give the audience another opportunity where they can find you. Let's Go Win, your book, your podcast, all the great content you're putting out there, where you're putting out this similar stuff to help people transcend. What's the best way for people to reach out, contact you, and follow you?
So Let's Go Win 365 is for the social media part of it. If you're into Instagram or Facebook or Twitter or any of those things, it's all the same handle. Specific for, you know, questions, go to letsgowin.com. We have an email address dedicated to info@letsgowin.com. Please interact. I love interacting with people where they say, hey, I disagreed with you on this. Cool. Let's talk about it. Or you know what? You said this and it was really impactful. Cool. Let's talk about it, because I want to know what's hitting people good, bad, or indifferent, right? And that's the feedback loop. So anyway, those are places to check it out. I would say, brother, the one to my right, Champions Daily Playbook, it's such a simple read, and I hate doing the push, but this is that one thing where, you know, if you can't afford to work with a coach today, and I get that because I've been in those shoes too, go get this book, or not just that one, any of them, and apply it. So this literally takes you about 5 minutes a day, a little bit in the morning, a little bit at night. And it's quite literally all the habits that I've learned from mentors, authors, my parents, grandparents, I mean, all the mentors, it's not mine. this was just put together in an easy format. So it's on Amazon. I think it's $10 a month, or $10, excuse me, not a month, just one time for Champions Daily Playbook. So that would be one other place.
Absolutely. And I apologize for neglecting that piece, because that's a huge thing to outline is realistically that book, it's just a simple and straightforward playbook, right? It helps you develop those daily habits, the action steps, the tactics that we're so focused on. So Let's Go Win is amazing. And I guess it's a subsect of that Champions Daily Playbook. Let's Go Win is the concept, and the playbook helps you actually apply it.
Yeah, the playbook's 11 pages long, and then it's just actions, right? It's just stuff that you do. And I'll save the long story, but if you hand out a book, most people don't read past chapter one. So I'm like, okay, cool. Let's write one chapter and the rest is stuff you can use.
I love it. I love it. JM, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for the wisdom. Thank you for all the effort you're putting out into the world to really truly help people transcend. I appreciate your time, my friend.
Brother, it was my pleasure, and keep doing what you're doing, man. You're making a difference, and keep loving yourself, man, because you're an incredible human being. Appreciate you.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Tactical Leadership Podcast, and I hope you got a ton of value out of what we talked about today. I also want to remind you that this show is brought to you by Knight Protection Services. If you're a leader in a small to mid-sized business that does $5 to $10 million a year in revenue and want to improve retention costs, which could actually add up to being twice your employee's salary, all through creating a safer work environment and saving up to 25% in insurance costs, be sure to visit knightprotectionllc.com.